One of my favorite Bible passages about being the church is in 1 Corinthians chapter 3. Paul was writing about problems and division in the Corinthian church. In those early days, the church was growing, and there was a lot of excitement. But as human beings often do, the excitement got misplaced. And Paul called them out. It's obviously a good thing that the church was growing. People were believing in Jesus and in the resurrection for the first time. The good news was spreading. And there were some great preachers and church leaders bringing this message. But people were getting a little too excited about the preachers and the church leaders themselves. Their excitement was turning into division. Like little children, they would argue, "My preacher's better than your preacher." So Paul sent them a letter to grow up. In fact, at the beginning of chapter 3, he called them infants in Christ. My paraphrase is this: "I'm glad your faith is in Christ, but you're acting like babies. Stop the jealousy. Stop the quarreling." Apollos was a preacher from Alexandria who was known as a great preacher in Ephesus. He was eloquent, well-versed in Scripture. He was a high-energy preacher and persuasive. In Corinth, the church Paul was writing to, some people loved Apollos. Others loved Paul. And they argued, "My preacher's better than your preacher." Paul told them, following Christ is what matters for the church. He told them, he and Apollos are co-workers. We're together. He told them, he planted the seed, and Apollos watered it. This is a ministry together. The planters and the waterers aren't the most important. That's because God gives the growth. Just as only God makes seeds grow, only God makes the church grow. The work of church leaders and everyday members is important. Our work in the church is important. Our work needs to get done. We need to plant and water. But we don't get to use our work to create problems. We do our work, and then God gives the growth. A major part of the work of the church is to sow seeds, to sow the seeds of good news, the seeds of the gospel. This is how it works. God first plants seeds in our hearts and souls, and then sometimes the Holy Spirit is within us. God plants directly into our hearts and souls. God's presence in our lives matters, makes a difference as God plants seeds within us. God is always doing something directly in our lives. God is always present doing something. God plants forgiveness in the soil of our souls. God plants peace directly. God plants peace, shalom. Into our souls. God plants hope in our souls. God plants love in our souls. And God, just as these seeds are planted directly, these seeds are also planted by others. That's how it works. God plants the seeds, and then we plant for others. What a blessed feeling it is when someone plants seeds of faith and hope and peace, shalom, forgiveness and love, kindness into our hearts and souls. That's how it works. God plants for us, and then we continue the planting. Seed planting is a major ministry of the church, the ministry of every disciple of Jesus. In a way, my work as a pastor right now is to plant some seeds to encourage you to be a seed planter. I believe the parable that we just heard from Jesus invites us to plant seeds anywhere and everywhere. In the days of Jesus, seeds were very, very valuable. No farmer would do what the sower in the story that Jesus tells do that. No farmer would do that. No farmer would scatter seeds on a pathway, on rocky ground, on ground that's infested with thorns. That would be wasteful, completely wasteful. But Jesus is saying that faith is different than the rules of farming. As the church, we sow seeds of love and forgiveness and healing and kindness and compassion anywhere and everywhere. Jesus is promising what Paul was telling the church at Corinth. God gives the growth. Plant the seeds, God gives the growth. Plant the seeds anywhere and everywhere, God gives the growth. In the days of Jesus, a fourfold harvest was good. A tenfold harvest was excellent. A 15-fold harvest, the greatest possible harvest in those days, was almost unheard of. But in the story of the wasteful farmer, that's what I like to call it, the story of the wasteful farmer, Jesus says that the harvest is 30-fold, 30, double, 60-fold, double again, even 100-fold harvest. A harvest like that can only happen by the work of God. A harvest like those, 30, 60, 100, those would be a miracle. And that's what Jesus is teaching. God does miracles with the word. God gives the growth. Our work as the church is to plant seeds of love and caring, kindness and compassion and forgiveness anywhere and everywhere. God does the rest. On Friday evening at Jim Clark's funeral, I told a story that just the day before his massive stroke, 3 weeks ago, he brought gifts and a helium balloon to his mother at assisted living. And just as Jim got out of his vehicle, he accidentally let the balloon go and it flew upwards into the sky. At the end of the service, I suggested that when Jim arrived in heaven, the Lord handed him that balloon. At the end of the graveside committal yesterday morning, I shared a thought I had. It was actually a little bit of a distressing thought as I was putting my suit on, getting ready to go to the cemetery. My thought was this: oh, I wish I had a helium balloon to bring to the cemetery. Jim's family smiled at that thought. And then I suggested that we pretend that we each had helium balloons. And together, everyone had their hands up. Together, we let them go with the words to Jim, "I love you." On the way home from the cemetery, I was realizing that that's the way we do seed planting. We let go of God's word into the world. Sometimes our seed planting is physical, a supply of food, canned goods, or money, or sending a card, or calling on the phone, visiting. We might tell someone we're praying for them. We're planting seeds when we say that. But other times, the holy seeds that we plant in the name of Christ can be as invisible as the helium balloons at the cemetery yesterday. Seed planting can be invisible, can be prayers for others, to use the words of Jesus, in a closed private room. Seed planting can be silent prayers for healing, silent prayers that someone has peace. This is our ministry as the church. Sometimes it's invisible. It needs to be. We plant seeds even sitting with someone, praying in silence, caring about them. The word of God is not always verbal. However we spread God's word, we're like the sower in Jesus' story, or the family sending invisible helium balloons into the sky. Our work as the church is to send God's word, the good news of Christ, into the world. We plant God's love. We plant kindness and compassion. We plant forgiveness. We plant God's amazing grace. We do this anywhere and everywhere and anytime. I love how Paul told the babies in Corinth not to argue and quarrel about planting seeds and nurturing them. We need more of that in today's world. For example, arguing and quarreling with atheists or non-believers is not the way to plant seeds. Criticizing them is not good seed planting. Praying for them is. Criticizing them is not. Instead, we need to think about sending out invisible seeds, invisible helium balloons, unspoken blessings, and always remembering that it's God who gives the growth. As disciples, as the church, we need to plant seeds, but we also need to grow up and let God do God's thing. We need to always remember God gives the growth. God does miracles. So let's plant God's seeds. Jesus promises there will be a hundredfold harvest. A million-fold harvest, a billion-fold harvest. Let us pray. Think of people and places in your life and in the world where God's miracles need to happen. In your thoughts now, send blessings to those people. Send blessings to those places. Pray for their well-being. Pray for God's presence. Pray for God's grace upon them. Pray for God's healing upon them. Pray for God's love to wrap around their hearts and souls. And as you pray, listen to God giving the growth.